This ArenaFan.com podcast was taped exclusively at Spokane Arena in Spokane, Washington, home of Napa Auto Parts, Arena Bowl 23.
With Coach Keefe here with Spokane Shock. Coach, what's it mean in your first year here in this league to be able to bring this game to this city?
It means the world. You know, when I first got this job, I said it was a community call, and some people kind of looked at me crazy. And the only way you can have success in the Arena Football League is if you have fans. I mean, this thing doesn't work if you have, 500 people in the seats. And that's really the main focus behind this organization, that because we're able to put, fans in the seats, and because they're able to come week in, week out, players come here. You know, good coaches want to coach here. Success happens. And it means the world that a city that, might not have, the greatest sports history can host something this big and this special. And I think it's just an honor and privilege that I was able to help bring that to the city.
You get the phone call at the start of the season. You're the head coach of the Shock. What is step one for you?
Well, you get the nerves out of the way. That was step one. I'd lie to you and not say that I wasn't nervous. But it was almost do the exact thing that I felt that needed to be done for the players first and foremost, and that was before the X's and O's, it was how can I take care of these players the best legally? What is my budget for housing? Okay, we have to get the best housing I possibly can. What is my budget for food and for shoes and for an indoor facility and new weight room and locker? It's how are people going to choose Spokane, Washington over Dallas, over Chicago, over these big cities? And it was getting the right sales pitch down together. It was having a belief in the city and understanding, who we needed to go out and recruit. And it to be honest, it was a one day at a time. It just kind of flowed and it kind of took a mind of its own. And, we've just been doing it nonstop ever since.
Training camp, you bring in a whole plethora of different quarterbacks. Yeah. What makes you choose Kyle Rowley and say, that's your man?
I think the knowledge of the game, but the willingness to be taught. Kyle has had a number of offenses, implemented in him in the last couple of years. And Coach Matt Salk, who I firmly believe in, is just a great, great assistant coach, wanted someone that really needed to be broken down. And we had a conversation with Kyle that you have to almost relearn this thing, that you can't take what obviously you have all the right throws, but you got to, have a new, verbiage. You have to have a new train of thought. I mean, Salk is very hands-on. He's very demanding. And Kyle is a guy that is almost age-wise Matt Salk's peer. Aaron Garcia, John Dutton, these guys weren't willing to listen to a younger coach, and we knew that going in, and those are great quarterbacks, but it was almost a human nature effect. Who was going to be willing to humble themselves enough to listen to young coaches? And that's why I couldn't get my Philadelphia Soul players that I played with here, because not saying they didn't trust me, but it was almost 29, really? Mm-hmm. And so we had to go with almost a whole new crop of guys that didn't know us, so their first impression of me was the coach. It wasn't the buddy or the player. And Kyle was, he had enough faith in me to realize that I told him that I think if he comes here, he's going to do some special things, and he took the plunge, and we're so happy he did.
Was there a point that you knew, whether it's during camp or at the start of the season, that this was the man that was going to lead you to the Arena Bowl?
Yeah, we realized probably after probably about 5 days. I mean, not putting a knock on him, but we'd like to keep that competition open. And his competitiveness and his drive for striving to be the best is just, it's unparalleled. It really truly is. I mean, the guy doesn't know when to turn it off. And every throw that he made, the way he spoke, the way he led players, the way he acted, it was the true, hey, you know what? I don't need you to win games for us. I think being a manager is even harder. I need you to be a leader. Mm-hmm. That's what I need. I need an extension of us through players to be able to kind of relate to the guys in a way that you're hungry too. And he is so hungry to prove himself, because really, he's a big-time AF2 player, mm-hmm. but this is his first big AFL shot, and you could just see the fire in his eyes and ended up carrying him this far.
Do you think he's shown a difference between the days when he was in the AF2 and now this year in the AFL?
No. I think he's always been good. I think he's always been a great quarterback. Sometimes it was a shame that when I signed Kyle Rowley, I had a couple quarterbacks, friends of mine, that Kyle Rowley ? I mean, you don't realize what I see, that this guy just he hasn't had the shot yet. He hasn't had the opportunity to get on the field. And I really think there's a lot of guys on this team and a lot of guys in life in general and a lot of sports that it's a lot of, who do I know? Can I get that shot? Can I get that opportunity? And these guys all had an opportunity to make the Spokane Shock, and they harnessed it and they grabbed it and took off with it.
Now, we're standing here in Spokane Arena. We look and we see all those banners up there from the AF2 days. What's it going to be like seeing Arena Bowl banner next to there?
Oh, man, I think that is going to be so special. I think what goes unnoticed is all the hard work behind the scenes from the people that are in the front office, you know, all the way to the dancers, to the stat crew, to the guy wearing the mascot. I mean, this is a family environment that we have kind of, you know, kind of organized here in Spokane. I mean, we call our organization a small community. I mean, that's really what we feel. I think it's really, really gonna just kind of, you know, come full circle in what we've done. I mean, we've, from an AF2 team that who knew that we'd sell out the first AF2 game of our existence to this Arena Bowl, that I think this place is going to be just rocking. And I think it's going to a lot of hard work, a lot of effort, a lot of persistence, but most importantly, it's going to be probably to this city one of the best things that's ever happened.
What's the last thing you're telling your team before you head out tomorrow night?
You know, leave it all on the line. You know, I know I'm gonna sound, you know, a lot more pumped up than that when I say it tomorrow. But it's you know, I think there's big words involved in life as a man, as a human, and there's some words that we throw around here like destiny, mm-hmm. and legacy, and whether this might not be the biggest thing in the world to some, it's the biggest thing in your life, and it's the biggest thing in your life right now. So live in the moment, enjoy every single minute of it, and make sure that you come out a victor.
Appreciate it.